What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. This is Beyond the Surge, and I'm your host, Grant McDonald. First of all, I want to apologize for the gap in episodes. We rented out a small little garage unit, and after about a week of putting some stuff into the unit, we went back and there was water leakage everywhere, so we had to remove everything. I took everything home, but now we are set up in my old bedroom at my mum's house. It's not the most glamorous, but it will do for now. We're going to make some stuff happen in here, and we'll see what the future brings. But anyway, today is Wednesday, the 20th of March, 2024. So we've been a little while since the last episode. I thought this would be the perfect time to have a catch up with some news updates in the private hire world for the first quarter of 2024. So there has been one big change that I'm sure some people want to go through, and that is now HMRC. They are having our earnings declared by Uber, and this is going to be all the companies we work for: Uber, Bolt, Addison Lee, Freenow. If you sell stuff on eBay, if you sell stuff on like Vinted, anywhere that you can earn money through these digital platforms, HMRC are going to be informed. Now, you've probably already read some stuff in like the Uber messages we get sent to our inbox, but I have it all here on my iPad. I'm going to go through some bits, so I need to do a bit of reading, but we'll go through and clear some stuff up. So this was sent to me on the 8th of January, 2024. So Uber are now giving pay information to HMRC. So from 2024, a new tax regulation regarding reporting rules for digital platforms will apply in the UK. From the 1st of January, 2024, Uber must begin collecting all relevant tax information from any new drivers joining the platform. So we'll take a stop there. Who this affects currently is new drivers. So there is a date here. If you signed up to Uber before the 31st of December 2023, you are not currently going to be affected by this change. But make no mistake with HMRC, once they are up and running with all new drivers, they will start then collecting data from the previous drivers. And I wouldn't put it past HMRC to start backdating some of your earnings. So if you haven't paid tax in the last few years, you might want to start making some effort to get your tax bills paid and catch up, because HMRC will find you. There is no way of beating the system. Famous people get caught. Uber are going to send over your details. So yeah, just be careful. But what else have we got here? So it says, what is changing? So they quote the term digital platforms. This can be anything online that you can earn money from. This includes apps and websites that facilitate the provision of goods and services, such as taxi and private hire services. This is going to affect the food delivery stuff. So if you're on Uber Eats, Deliveroo, Just Eat, Stuart, Gopher, all of those apps, your earnings are going to be declared to HMRC. Uber, alongside with other digital platforms, will be legally obliged to report information to HMRC about the income of all UK drivers on the platform. This is a legal obligation, and the failure by Uber to do so may incur significant fines. So Uber will be declaring your earnings. They're not going to risk a fine to save you. This change is happening from the 1st of January 2024, so this is already in effect. From the 1st of January 2025, Uber must begin reporting information for all drivers, new and existing. We will confirm with existing drivers in 2024 when this information will be first submitted. So it says, what data will Uber be required to share with HMRC? If you're just a self-employed driver, they will be sharing your full legal name, your date of birth, your primary address, your national insurance number, your VAT number if applicable. It must be nice to be VAT registered. I'm not. And then they will be reporting your income on the Uber app, including trip earnings, tips, promotions, and any other payment made to the driver. Some people are registered with Uber as a tax registered company, and if you've completed at least one trip in the last calendar year, Uber will be required to share your company's legal name, your primary address, company registration number, your VAT number again if you are registered, and again your reportable income. There is an option here. It says, can I opt out of sharing my information with HMRC? No, basically. The weekly statements. Now, this is a new thing on Uber. Apparently, this is where Uber are trying to give us some transparency with our earnings. So they now declare on the weekly statements that they show you, the driver, how much Uber have earned from your trips. So We all see a lot of drivers, you may see on like the Facebook pages or if you've ever spoken to a driver, they claim that Uber take around 50%. Now, that is not the case. We have to remember that 20% of our earnings, well, not our earnings, sorry, 20% of the trip, that is VAT. Then Uber obviously take their commission as well. So we already know some trips you may earn like a bigger fraction of the trip price. Sometimes they may take a lot of money from it. There's no set commission fee anymore. So it says here, you can now see on your weekly statement how much passengers paid in total for all the trips you took, how much passengers saved on promotions, tolls charged to customer for airport fees, and then how much Uber kept, including VAT. And I've had a look on my weekly statement, and it does show the total figure. So I guess it's down to you as a driver, whether you believe Uber or not. I like to take a trusting perspective, and I believe that what Uber are telling me is true. I have no reason to believe that they're going to lie about it, but you do with that information as you wish. Quite a big one. This is one that I'm not actually happy with. So I see on the Facebook groups, they started testing this in some cities around England. This is the holiday pay. Now, as it stands in London, on a Tuesday morning, this is around 7 a.m, you will get your holiday pay. You get it in like one lump sum, which is nice on a Tuesday morning. You might have a quiet morning, but you've got your holiday pay coming, so you can take it easy if you want, or not go to work in the morning, whatever. But yeah, so what do we have here? Holiday pay will now be included on each individual trip, and this will be displayed on your offer card when a trip request comes in. So they give an example on their screen, like on the message that came in. It says, for a job going from SE28, for me that's a no-go area, and it's going to E6, it's a 10.45 mile trip, and they offer it for £13.94 currently, as an example. But now, you will now see an offer card that includes this price, but it will show £15.02, and it will show you that is £13.94 for the trip and an estimated holiday pay of £1.08. So you will no longer get your holiday pay in bunch on a Tuesday morning. You're going to earn it faster. So they do say that if you are underpaid any holiday pay, you will still be given a bit extra on a Tuesday morning. But as a whole, your money will be coming to you each trip. And this is so that you can earn your holiday pay faster for one, but then you will also be able to have more transparency to see what you are earning per trip. Now, I'm a bit like mixed feelings about this. I do like waking up on a Tuesday, getting my money in the morning and getting to take it easy, but I guess we have no choice in the matter. Other cities have had this for a little while now. I did see a lot of negative feedback about this, so I'm not sure why Uber have processed this, but here we are. There's not much we can do about it. It's just something we've got to take on the chin. Yeah, I'm not a fan, but we move on. A little one here, a little update. Uber are now on Apple CarPlay. I've seen this, I believe this was being tested in America for a little while and also Australia. So my thing is, I don't know why it's taken so long to come. CarPlay is pretty much old technology now. My Tesla has a big screen in. It doesn't even have Apple CarPlay, which I would like to have Uber on the screen, but it's not the end of the world. I do get asked questions like, why do you have the big screen, but you've still got your phone attached to the screen? I'm like, well, Uber doesn't work on it, so it would be nice. But what they do say is you need to make sure that your app is up to date. You need to have iOS 15 or later. You would connect your phone to CarPlay as normal. So this is, you can either do it by Bluetooth or you can do it with your phone being plugged in. But if the phone's being plugged in, your phone will charge also. And we do know that Uber and all the GPS data, it does use quite a bit of battery, so be mindful. You'd open the Uber app from your CarPlay screen and maps will be displayed, and then you can go online as normal. You'll be able to accept or decline jobs either on your phone screen or on the CarPlay screen, so that's pretty cool. Once you've completed your trip, you'll be able to complete the trip as normal. That's no issue. But if you are using CarPlay for doing Uber Eats, you would need to disconnect your phone each time or take the phone with you when you're delivering food. I guess this is so if you have like ID requirements and passcodes or whatever, then this can be completed. So yeah, I think this should have been brought in years ago. I don't know why it has taken so long, but I think Uber are doing this to essentially stop people working on other apps, because if you can work on Uber on CarPlay, but if you can't do it on Bolt or you can't do it on Addison Lee, then you are kind of tied into working on one app. I would also like to see that, I don't know how it works, but if you can be on the Uber app, but you can still use a map function, so you can click the like the little arrow and you can go to Google Maps or Waze in CarPlay. If that works seamlessly, then it's not too bad. But yes, if you work on just Uber, then great. If you work on other apps, then yeah, hopefully they catch up. I did see an app called XL Driver that I work on from time to time. Their latest update does include CarPlay, and you can also reject and accept jobs by voice. So that's pretty cool. So maybe these other apps are going to catch up, but who knows? What else have we got here? We've got, this is a topic about compliments. So Uber wants to say that they're recognizing our compliments. This stopped for a long time. You could get in your profile, if you're not a older driver, you may not remember this or you've never had it, but it's something they are bringing back. When a passenger rates you 5 stars, they would be able to give you a compliment badge on your profile. This might be for a clean car or a nice conversation or made me laugh, made my day, whatever. Back then, like a few years back, they could leave you a compliment badge, but then they could also leave like a note on your profile, which was, it's a nice little thing, I guess. But yes, what do they say here? You told us you wanted more recognition for the hard work you do on the road. That's why we relaunched the compliments badges, a list of options for riders to select what they love the most about their trip with you. To say thank you for always going above and beyond on the road, we rewarded over 450 drivers who received the most compliments in their city with £100. We also awarded the 5 drivers with the most compliments across the UK with £1,000. Congratulations and thank you to everyone who has received a compliment since the launch for providing a great service on the road. So, well done those drivers. Ever since this came back, I don't think I've even received a compliment badge. So, doesn't really affect me much. But I have put on the system before, like on a feedback thing we just received recently, that it would be nice to be told when we receive a 5-star. I don't care about a compliment badge as such or a note, but on our rating screen, we're quick to be told if we've been rated 4 stars or less and why. It would be nice to just be told that you've been rated 5-star. It doesn't have to be a reason why, just to know that somebody has appreciated your service. It just adds a bit of positivity to the day, because we're quick to hear the negative side of things with Uber and these other apps, but it's never reciprocated with the 5 stars. So, moving on. Now, this is for dash cams. So Uber have now partnered up with Otto, where they offer rent to buy. And this is to do with the GMB union. They have a program in place now, so you can rent a dash cam through Otto, and it is TFL compliant. And this can record with your camera externally and internally. And should you have any issues with passengers, you are covered. So we have here, Uber wants to improve the driver experience on the platform, and here, targeting safety. Uber have stated how drivers' feedback shows drivers value using a dash cam while on the road to stay safe. So this is Uber, Otto and GMB Union have been working on an affordable dash cam scheme to make this possible and have all partnered together with this. You can now rent a dash cam through Otto for £5.99 per week, and it's a weekly payment. So it's a weekly payment of £5.99. You have ownership of the camera after 1 year, and there is no weekly payment in year 2. But I guess you still have the, if you need to speak to Otto or Uber or GMP Union, they can still access this all for you. And it's important to note that this is a TFL compliant dual facing dash cam from Otto. So they do say a dash cam can help with providing evidence when you need it. It can improve rider behavior on a trip if they know you are recording, and peace of mind for you and your riders. So if you like the idea of having a dash cam in your car and something that can record the interior of your vehicle to keep you safe, we have heard all the stories of how allegations get raised, and if you can have a dash cam facing inwards on your car and recording, and it's all legal through TFL, this could be a great step for a cheap price of $5.99 a week. So yeah, I don't know about having a dash cam in my car facing inwards. It's a bit of a privacy thing for me, but yeah, it's a tough one. If you want to stay safe on the road and have yourself covered, it's a great option, I believe. So moving on again, the SERU test with TFL is now open book. I think the rules of this are still changing, but they are now allowing you to have the TFL driver's handbook with you in the test so you can look for the answers. But one of the things they are changing is that there is a second chance for failed drivers. If you didn't pass the English language requirement and SERU assessments by the 30th of September 2023 deadline, you will get another opportunity. The SERU exam is now open book. You can use the private hire vehicle driver handbook during the SERU assessment. It's more about understanding and applying the information now, not just learning and remembering. Make sure you stay updated and compliant. TFL do put on their Twitter, well, X, all the time that drivers should be looking at their TFL driver handbook just to refresh on some rules. And if they do change anything, you are up to date. So I've not done my SERU exam yet. I have spoken to people who have done it, and a lot of people have passed, no issues. But you do hear of people on the Facebook group struggling. So hopefully you get your second opportunity and you can pass. But yeah, when I do have my test coming up, I will update everyone. And yeah, I guess I can talk about how I'm going to revise and stuff. I have seen there is a page on YouTube, and they are dedicated to basically helping people revise for this exam. So a couple small little updates here. This is one from TFL again. This is to do with your license renewals and applications. So all taxi and private hire vehicle drivers applying for or renewing their license must register for the DBS update service. Licenses will not be issued from the 26th of February unless drivers are registered. So I need to change this on mine. When I applied, I just done my DBS background check, and it would be a case that when the license is up for renewal, I would just apply for it again. But now they want you to be on an automated service. So bear that in mind if your license renewal is coming up. This will come through very fast, and you do not want to delay your application process. Small one, Albert Bridge in Kensington and Chelsea. This has changed now. This won't affect us as Uber drivers or food delivery, but if you are a courier and you work in a van or a big truck, and this could affect you. But please be aware of a new weight restriction being enforced on Albert Bridge. Cameras have been installed at the north side of the bridge, and drivers of goods vehicles identified as over the weight restriction will receive a fixed penalty notice of £130, reduced to £65 if paid within 14 days. What else have we got? We've got the Gatwick South Terminal pickup location. This has now changed. If you've ever picked up from South Terminal, it can get chaotic in there. People just park in the middle of the car park where cars are driving in and out, and it just blocks everything. But from Friday the 1st of March, the new pickup point is now level 3 in the Orange car park, and this is at Row F and will have dedicated spaces for Uber drivers. So hopefully that helps out a little bit. Time will tell. We've got one last point here. This is for Addison Lee. They have changed their working model now. This is one reason. I never really worked too much on Addison Lee apart from pre-book stuff. If you ever just went online with Addison Lee, you would be dispatched your work. You would never have the option, essentially, to reject or decline a job. You would have to then ring up and speak to the office controllers. But yeah, now they have their new app live. It took a few weeks for the Apple version to be live. Android came first. But you can now go online and you can accept or decline jobs. You can still do your pre-book stuff. So that's all pretty good for me. Hopefully I will be back working on Addison Lee very soon. But I am just waiting for the Tesla to be gone. I still have the Tesla. It is what it is. We're almost time to give this up now. But that is all the updates. I do want to apologize for no episodes for a little while, but we are getting set up in this room here. The guests will be coming on soon. We just need to get a couple more bits and get the room finished, ready to go. And yeah, the episodes will be coming thick and fast, hopefully. We have some guests lined up. But yeah, hope 2024 has been going well for you. I can't believe we're at the end of March already. I don't know what the last update was. I've got another baby coming literally any day now. So the next time you hear from me, hopefully the baby has arrived all safely. Yeah. Catch up soon. Thank you very much for listening. Peace out.